Sophie Hits Six, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Bernard Cribbins.
"One thing's certain," said Sophie's father. "You can't call him, Tom, anymore." Tom was Sophie's black cat, who had come from nowhere and adopted her, and had now, much to everyone's surprise, given birth to four kittens. "Female cats are called queens," said Sophie's mother. "You could call her Queenie."
"I don't like that," said Sophie.
"How about Elizabeth?" said Matthew, who was 8, 2.5 years older than Sophie and 10 minutes older than his twin brother Mark.
"Why Elizabeth?"
"Well, it's the Queen's name." "Or Diana," said Mark.
"Why?"
"That's what the Princess of Wales is called. She'll be Queen one day."
"I can't wait that long to give my cat another name," said Sophie.
The twins, however, were quite taken with this idea of royalty. As often happened, they had the same thought at the same moment, and they looked at one another and grinned and said,
"How about Fergie?"
"Spelt F-U-R-G-I-E, said Sophie's father. And everyone laughed, except Sophie.
"You're all mouldy, stupid and assive," she said.
And she stumped off, hands rammed deep into the pockets of her old jeans, a frown of disapproval on her round face. She plodded up to the attic at the top of the house where all the animals of her toy farm were laid out. Here, in the depths of an old armchair, lay her cat, nursing the four kittens, one tabby, one tortoiseshell, one black with a white bib and white feet, and one exactly like its mother, whose black coat Sophie now stroked.
"I can't call you Tom anymore," she said, "because you're not one, are you, my dear?"
"Meow," said the cat,
or that's how it sounded to Sophie.
"I suppose I could call you Thomasina, but I don't much fancy that, do you?"
"Meow."
"Mum and Daddy and the twins weren't any help."
Sophie rubbed the tip of her nose, a sure sign that she was thinking deeply.